Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Sarva padivi nirmuktam tatparat vena nirmalam hrishikena hrishikesha sevanam bhaktir uchyate. The meaning of this verse is that a person, or rather the definition of bhakti, is being fully freed from mundane designations, being fully pure, absorbed in the Supreme, who is Krishna, and engaging all the senses in the service of the master of the senses. This is called bhakti, or devotional service to Krishna. The first proposition is being free from all designations. What does this mean? Mundane designations mean identification of oneself with the body and all that in relation to it. Just like we can ask, how many people here are Croatian? Please raise your hand if you are a Croatian. Not sure whether to raise your hand or not. In any other forum, you wouldn't be confused, right? If you're asked if you're a Croatian, you wouldn't be confused. You would immediately raise your hand. And in Croatia, well, I was going to say it might be a funny question to us, but in Rijeka, in this area of Croatia at the present time, there, if you go to the beaches, there's probably more non-Croatians than Croatians, right? Definitely. On the beaches, at 7 o'clock in the evening on the 1st of August 2010, if we go to the beach somewhere in Istria, we'll find German being spoken more than Hrvatsky, right? So, you are all Croatian. This is not an absolute statement. This is the illusion that we're going to speak about this evening a little bit. Designations begin from the body. We identify with the body. It's not very difficult to understand that we're not the body. Actually, it is very difficult for most people, but at least theoretically, it should not be difficult to understand that this body is not me. I existed before this body, and after this body, which will soon cease to exist, I will continue to exist. It's not a very difficult thing to understand. People who are stupid, they find it difficult to understand. But otherwise, it shouldn't be very difficult to understand. Even if we think of the scientific principle of conservation of energy, how is it that such an intense, complex, dynamic focus of emotions, feelings, desires, intelligence, knowledge, it just stops, just ceases to exist? So it's actually quite sane to understand that after the body exists, we continue to exist. The body is only a vessel in which the soul is presently placed. But we identify with the body, which is not surprising because At the present time, our senses work through the body. We see through these eyes. It seems that we see through these eyes. Actually, the vision is, it's not ultimately due to this ball, this eyeball, or the hearing is not ultimately due to the ear, the ear canal. It's due to the consciousness. If there's no consciousness, then you can have 20/20 vision and be, the eye can be perfect, but there's no one to see, no person to see. So we identify with this body, it seems very much that we are this body. And then we identify with the country that we're born in. It's from birth, we are raised with this. And we identify ourselves in terms of everything that we experience around us. And if it is proposed to us that we are not the body, we are not Croatian, or we're not even non-Croatian. The Germans are also not Germans. The Germans on the beach, they're not Germans, in the ultimate sense. But it's frightening for people to think like that, because they identify them, everyone identifies in terms of what they can immediately understand. I'm this body. When I feel hungry, not now, sometimes. When I feel hungry, I want to eat something. It's a very real desire. We are feeling somewhat warm, isn't it? It's a little warm here today. I just came from Russia, where it's 40 Celsius. Who ever heard of that in Russia? For the last 2 months. It's very hot, hotter than India. Now India's cool. Monsoon again. Cool means it's about 30. So when you feel, day after day, it's hot. And you feel it. Too hot. So we identify with everything we see around us, and then with this country, Swadhi, Kalatradishu, Bhoma, Idjati, we identify with our wife, family, friends. But it's not real. We are Croatia, you are Croatia. What is Croatia? What is Croatia? Mohandas. We have a metaphysical. This is not a geography question. It's a metaphysical question. Actually, it is a metaphysical question, because there is no Croatia. There is some land which some people call Croatia, which conventionally it's called Croatia. Just like conventionally someone had, when I was, this body was born, someone stuck a name on it. If you look in my passport, it says H-U-G-H, and no one can work out how to pronounce it. Hughush. Huge. How do you pronounce it? It's pronounced huge. But my parents could have chosen some other kind of name, which might have been easier for people to understand. But that name became identified with me. So in the same way, Croatia became identified with this unusually shaped piece of land. I mean, it's not unusually shaped, but someone made that shape. Someone else decided Bosnia is here, and therefore you have this thing looking like a right angle or something, or T with the one side chopped off. And that's called Croatia. And the people who live in this country are called Croatians, because they're descended from people who wore ties. Is it? Something like that? That's what I was told, that Croatian means someone who wears a tie. It's your fault. You're the people who invented it. Kill them all. You have a good reason to kill all the Croats. They invaded Thais. That's a joke. Don't quote me on that. Take it out of the recording. Otherwise, it'll be, you know, one day they'll catch me and hang me. You never know. With a tie. So you speak a certain language, you have a historical roots here, and you have a red and white checkered flag. And when you see that flag, tears come to your eyes. Isn't it? No? Really? You're not good Croatians? It's that damn Hare Krishna movement. They're all this anti-national movement. I was in America shortly after the 9/11, the famous blowing up of the Twin Towers plus one more, or whatever it was. And wherever you went, I was driving in rural areas, and everyone was flying an American flag. There was a sense of national solidarity. We are Americans. We will not tolerate our buildings being blown up. Go and find out the person who did it, wherever he may be in the world, and kill him. We're all Americans, flying the flag. God bless America, not the Muslims. So it was a very strong national sense, which was expressed by flying the flag. So the flag is a symbol of the country. They fly the, and then the national anthem. They play the national anthem before they have an international football match, for instance. And the flag, they fly it in great pride and play the national anthem. And when there's a national disaster, they fly the, such as a great hero of the nation dying, they fly the flag at half mast. And when some soldier is, his body is still intact after being blown up in a war, then they bring the body home and they drape the coffin in the national flag. This is followed all over the world, isn't it? They do that in Croatia probably also. And then they salute the flag also. They play the national and they salute the flag. But actually, what is the flag? You have a red and white chessboard as your national flag, right? Isn't that right? I think you should all know that. Isn't it? And in Britain, the great country where I'm from, better than your country. We conquered the world. You only conquered nothing. Got free from the Serbs. Okay. Won a few tennis games, football games. So, salute the flag, and we think of our national pride and our national history and our national heritage. But actually, what is a flag? It's just a piece of cloth. Oh, sometimes also people burn the flag, right? Just like during the time of that, that Ayatollah. They used in Iran. They used to burn the American flag. And that's, and in a country, if you mistreat the flag or you disrespect the flag, you can be sent to prison. It's a crime. To hang the flag upside down is it's actually illegal. But what is this? The flag is simply a piece of cloth with a symbol on it, but in that symbol, they have identified that with nationalism or a sense of nationality. But actually, there is no such place as Croatia. Someone drew a line and they said this is Croatia. And it, by international convention, it's agreed this is Croatia. But it's only, it could be called anything else, and the borders can change, and it's an arbitrary designation. Before it was Yugoslavia, after some time, maybe conquered by someone else, or it may just all fall into the Adriatic Sea, you never know. So it's, we put these names, just like we put the name on a body. We give a name. Hugh, my name in my passport is pronounced Hugh. So we put a name on some land, and then we put a flag, and we say, we are a nation. And we salute the flag, or we burn someone else's flag. And we feel a great sense of my country, and we march to war, and we give our lives for the nation. But it doesn't actually exist except in an imagination. It has no permanent existence, or no actual real existence. Nationhood is a concept. In India, at least, it didn't exist. Actually, the Europeans brought this concept to the whole world. Just like there are countries in the Middle East, Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, Bahrain. They didn't have countries before. What do they need to have countries? They were nomads wandering around the desert from place to place. And what do they need to have a country for? No one is interested in the desert anyway until they discovered oil there. And they're just wandering around here and there. But now they put some lines in the desert, some imaginary line. If you go from this part of the desert and you go another 100 meters, it's the same desert, it's the same sand, it's the same sun, but this side is called United Arab Emirates and this side is called Muscat or Saudi Arabia, whatever. In Bengal, you see, it's the same rice fields, but if you wander over, you don't know what you're doing, you're illegally in someone else's country. Before you're in India, now you're in Bangladesh. What happened? There's just rice fields everywhere. On both sides they speak the same language. But on one side, you don't need what side. There is no side. It's just there's fields. And on one side, if someone happens to know, it's India. And the other side is Bangladesh. Or like that anyway. Croatia, Slovenia, of course they speak a different language. Like that. They had to put a sign on the road. Now you are in Scotland. You're driving from England to Scotland. You don't know otherwise. There's an imaginary line and they say this is one country and that is another country. And people will die for that. They'll go and sense of heroism. You gave your life for your country. But it has no actual meaning. And actually, in India, I was saying, there was no sense of, there were different kings and they had kingdoms and the borders would change. And people, if there was one king, then alright, he's a king, and then someone else came and killed him and someone else became the king, alright. You have to pay your taxes, that's all. So those who are producing, they have to pay taxes and life goes on. There's no sense of nationhood. So this is a new concept that's come. Actually, it's used to exploit people. They say, fight for your country. What does it mean to fight for your country? It means that some people are in control at the present time. They want to remain in control. Or they want to capture control of another place so they can exploit it better. The average person, it doesn't make any difference to them who's in control. Just like they've wanted Indian independence so they could stop being exploited by the British. But now they're now exploited by the Indians. Instead of being exploited by British, they're exploited by Indians. Because exploitation is the nature of this material world. But we, because of this propaganda, you are Croatian, you have to sacrifice for the nation. You have to go and give your life to fight in the war. Or I was talking about the football team that becomes like the symbol of the nation, or the cricket team in India. We won the match. There were 11 people running around, and what have you got to do with them, actually? They happen to be born in the same area as you, and there's some field which they marked with some lines, and someone made some rules which are just made up, that you kick the ball this way and that way, and if it goes this way it's called a goal. It's all just an imagination. Someone made up these rules, and then if you happen to put the ball in the goal more times than the other ones, did you won the game? But it has no actual meaning. And we won the game just because I identify myself as a Croatian, and these are our boys, and they went out and they beat the other football team. But it has nothing. For a start, the game is just made up. We have no actual relationship with those people, and we have no enmity with the others either. It's just all an imagination, but we identify ourselves with this so strongly, sometimes they go to war over football. You know that? When I was a kid, I saw in the paper, El Salvador and Honduras. They had a football game, and there was some fight or something on the field, and then the two countries went to war. Two countries means it's like, you know, one's the size of Rijeka and the other's the size of Osijek or something like that. I don't know, maybe that is, who cares, El Salvador and Honduras going to war. But the saints of, you know, we were wrong, the referee made a wrong decision, he must have been bribed. Because we identify with something that has actually no relationship with us. So the whole material world is like that. We have no actual relationship with it. Now we are born in one country, in another life we may be born in another country. Now we are born as a human, the next time we might be born as an alien on another planet. How about that? You can come and invade Earth. That would be fun, wouldn't it? Like to do that? Like to become an alien? Come in a UFO? Invade the Earth. Take it over. Our planet. Forget Croatia versus Serbia. How about aliens versus the whole human race? That's a lot more fun, isn't it? What do you think? Become an alien. You too can become an alien. We can teach you, but we won't teach you because it's a waste of time. We're all aliens. We don't belong here in this universe. We have nothing to do with it. We have nothing to do with Croatia. We have nothing to do with the whole universe. It's all an imagination. This whole universe is being put into place because we are like children who want to play games. We have no actual existence here. We're not Croatian. You might get born as a dog or a cat. And then you'll think, the dog thinks, this is my street. I have to bark here because there are invading dogs, invading humans from another area. The car is coming past, bark at it. We have no relationship with this place, with this whole world. But it's very difficult for us to think like that because we feel afraid. That, what am I? Then I'm just a ghost or something. I have no, who am I? Where do I belong to? I feel I am a person, but if I'm not Croatian, then what? I must be Croatian. I was born here. From Vedic scripture, we get information of our real designation. We don't belong here. Good news. Good news for all of you. You are not Croatian. Oh, so what's the good thing to be these? Before they wanted to be American. Now they don't want to be Americans either. People thought it's better to be born in America. Now they think, wait a minute, that place is going down too. Where, what, which country is good in the world now? No place to go. Every country is a mess. Well, we suggest going to another place altogether. Out of this world. Go to the, there is a spiritual world beyond the material world, beyond this false identification with that which has no actual reality. We're here for a few seconds. Really, it's just the word is there in Sanskrit, kshana bhangu. It's just a blip. We're just here for a extremely short time. Everything is destroyed in a second. Just like we see here several older people. The wrinkles are there on the faces. You can look in the mirror and see. No doubt this lady here was a very beautiful young woman at one time. Now, don't mind me saying so, but there are wrinkles on the face. She's no longer young. Don't want to, I should say about Vinata, she's an experienced devotee. She won't mind. She won't become embarrassed. She has grey hair. It's ugly like anything. Oh! I couldn't say that about everyone. She's an advanced devotee, so she won't mind. I hope. So no doubt Vinata Devi Dasi, whose name is mispronounced by everyone here, is Vinata. That's her real designation. She's actually Vinata Devi Dasi. No doubt, at one time she was a very beautiful young woman. And maybe she has some photos from those days. Those days are gone. And they're not coming back. Next time, you can have another few years being young and beautiful. But we recommend, don't have a next time. What if you come back as a beautiful pig? According to the male pig, some of them female pigs are really beautiful. What do you think about that one? Nah, not ready. Well, that one, oh yeah, really good. Look at those legs. I mean, they're really porky. Not recommended in any species. One male cockroach is looking at the female, they're looking at each other and waving their antennae and like this, and then someone comes, oh, my lover, my beautiful cockroach lover, got smashed. I'll write a poem about her. Don't come back. There's a better place. We don't belong in this world. That is the first thing to be understood. Cruel fact. Someone will say to me, please give me your blessing. So I may tell them, well, you're going to die soon. And then think, what's that? That's a curse. And you should have told me to live long. That's a blessing. And I tell them, you're going to die soon. But it's true. If I tell you you're going to die soon, you think, oh, but it's just true for every one of us. Even the little baby who's sleeping there is going to die soon. Oh, isn't that horrible to hear? But it's true. We're all going to die soon because even if we live to be 100 years old, which is not very likely, that's soon. We don't belong here. And when we understand that, then we can be free from the identification with what makes us come here in the first place. Because I was thinking I am an American or a Croatian or a Martian or something, I had to come back and get another designation. Because I identify with this material world. But when we understand that we don't belong here, We have no relationship with this material world, actually. I'm not Croatian. These mountains and me, the beach, I have no actual, the language, I have no actual connection with that. When we understand that, then we can begin to understand what is our spiritual identity, our real identification. It's not that we have a material identification and a spiritual identification. We have one actual identification. The material identification is not real at all. Of course, conventionally, as I was asking, who is Croatian? We may say yes. Conventionally, we may say. When I come to the border, I give my passport. You see, okay. Easy, okay. Go, you can go. People ask me, where are you from? I may say, I'm from Britain. I was born in Britain. So conventionally we may say, according to the conventions of this world. But we should understand, we have no actual connection with this world whatsoever. Our real connection is with a person in the spiritual world. There is a real world where there is no changing borders, there are no changing bodies, there's no flag to put us into illusion that we belong to a place where we don't actually belong. There's no death. There's no old age. That's good news, isn't it? All that effort to put powder on the wrinkles, no need. Just stay young forever. What is required to go there is purification of consciousness. Nirmala. Pure consciousness. Pure consciousness means to understand that I have no, the beginning of pure consciousness is to understand that I have no actual existence here in this material world. I do not belong here. I have a different existence. What is that existence? That existence is in relation with Krishna, who is the Supreme Person, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, vaguely referred to in Western languages, in English as God, and in your language as Boga. Bog. Bog, okay. Different to Boga, is it? Yeah, okay. So, who is vaguely referred to by people who don't have knowledge of who he is as God or Bog? He is he, not he or she. Or he and she. He. Not a material male. He is not a male chauvinist. He's the supreme male. Krishna. We have our eternal relationship with him. We are his servants. That is our actual identity. And forgetting that, we need to invent new identities. We have real identity, but because we don't want to accept that our real identity as a servant of Krishna, we invent so many identities. This is my country. This is my body. This is my wife. This is my family. So it's very easy to understand. People unnecessarily make it difficult. And they take religion and they identify. I'm a Muslim. I'm a Christian. And they make that another identity. Religion is meant for understanding God and our relationship with Him. But instead of doing that, instead of inquiring, actually, who is... We have all these religions, and they all say we're worshipping God or Allah. But they never ask who He is. Or sometimes they tell you, don't even ask who He is. In Islam, don't ask. Don't ask. It's a sin. You should not ask. You should completely surrender to Him and completely believe in Him and dedicate your whole life, but not Him. No, neither He nor... But then, Who is Allah? Don't know, cannot know, but you have to completely surrender. And in Christianity also, you love God, and where does He live? What does He do? Don't know. But we should inquire. It's the actually only important question in the whole of life. Who is God? What is my relationship with Him? So instead of the actual function of religion is to inquire into this and understand this, instead they make it another designation. Croatian means Catholic, right? Isn't it? That's our national identity, and we make it part of our mundane designation. And then fight with the Serbs. Not now, after some time. He had a good fight a few years ago, and wait a little time. Fight with the Serbs. They're Orthodox. See? Only Catholics are actually really religious. Religious means believe in the Pope and you kill the Orthodox, and God will be happy, whoever he is, whatever he is. Don't ask questions like that. But this is not religion. We should understand who is God, what is our relationship with Him. If we try to maintain mundane designations while doing so, it will not be possible to understand who is God, who are we, what is our relationship with Him, because our actual identity, we can begin to understand when we understand we have nothing to do with this world. Nothing. Nothing whatsoever. Sometimes it's hot, sometimes it's cold. Actually, you have nothing to do with it. Some people are rich, some people are poor. It has no actual reality. It's just passing. Like you sneeze, you forget it, right? Who can remember the last time they sneezed? Anyone? If you forget it, right? You just sneeze and you forget it. So like that, the whole of our life, it's just like a sneeze. There's no more significance. But we put so much importance. This is called Maya or illusion. Reality is to understand our eternal position. So, any question about this? Train your children that they're going to die. Don't train them that they're going to be happy in this world. That is violence to the children. Tell them, now you're young, soon you have to die. Before you die, you have to do whatever is required so that you don't get born again. That is the teaching of Shastra. Labdhva sudurlabham idam bahu sambhavante manushyam artidam anityam apihadhira turnam yatetanapatadanam rityayavan nishrayasaya vishayakam sarvatasyam. We have attained this human birth after many, many births. It doesn't last long. But before, an intelligent person should consider that having attained this human form of life, which won't last, it won't be here long. But before we die this time, we should do whatever is required so that we don't die ever again, which means that we don't get born ever again. We have to go to the spiritual world. And sense gratification, forget it. We already did it. We already had sense gratification as a pig, a dog, a monkey, a chimpanzee, a cockroach. We already had it. Now is the time for self-realization. Very serious business. It's the only serious business. Nothing else is. The Croatian economy, it's going down. It's going down, right? It's going down? Is it wherever you go? You just ask if it's going down, and it's yes, everywhere. It's always going, yeah. All of them are all going down. Actually, in India, they say they're improving. That's what they say, although they're... India's going up, although there are people starving. Someone else, the Indian government says the economy is improving. And meanwhile, we get reports that people are starving. They say the inflation rate is around 9 or 10%, although within the last few months, the price of food went up about 5 times. And how is it only 10% inflation? They say the economy is improving. I don't know. In India, there used to be a saying, if you're very poor, they said, we're living on roti dal, or in South India, it would be, or what do they say, annam. Anyway, rice and dal. But nowadays, they can't even afford dal. Most people can't afford to eat the most basic food. But never mind, the economy is improving. Things are getting better, folks. Really. I said in Russia they have 40 degrees every day in the last 2 months. This is the second year in a row. Drought, the whole country is yellow. 70% of the crops are destroyed. For the first time ever, in so many villages, the wells have gone dry. The forests are burning, villages are burning, food shortages are coming. So much disturbance in weather conditions all over the world. And then what will happen? Then the Germans won't have any money, they have to spend all their money on food, and they won't come down here. Then what will you do? Then you'll have to do some work. You have to plow the fields or produce some food if you can. How miserable. Bad times are coming. It's true everywhere, all the time, throughout the whole of history. Sometimes people ask us for an astrological prediction of the future. I tell them, it's really bad. It's really bad. And really, what is it? Is it which planet's in which house? It doesn't matter what planet's in what house. It's all bad. People ask me to read their hand. I look at it and say, it's really bad, you know. Wow. It's really bad. You know, you're going to get diseased. You're going to have many problems. It's going to be a real struggle. I said, really? Are you an expert? And I said, no, it's true of everyone. But there is one solution. You chant Hare Krishna. Otherwise, this material world is a miserable place. It might be difficult to realize if you're lying on a beach and it's sunny. You might think, well, it's quite nice. Stool pakoras. Suhotra Swami's. What's the word? Metaphor. Stool pakoras. The people are getting brown on the outside, they're getting fried, their bodies, and inside it's stool. So people are converting themselves into stool pakoras. This is the perfection of life. Yes, my dear beautiful youth. The world is yours. Life is wonderful. Go on the beach and become a stool pakora. Then produce some more stool pakoras. Or don't. Control your senses. Control the senses! Who can understand we are not the body? We have to control the senses. Otherwise we can't understand. Otherwise, we can't even think. We're pulled by the senses. I have to enjoy. I have to enjoy. There's so much to enjoy. There's sun, there's sand, there's sea, there's wine, there's women, there's so many things to enjoy. And who will understand that we're all smashed by time? So to understand these actual facts, the actual fact is that the material world is miserable. If you didn't realize that yet, please open your eyes. Study Bhagavad Gita. Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadhi Dukkha Dosha Anudarshana. One should see the miseries of this material world. Birth, death, old age and disease. This is miserable. We cannot see it. But we can see it through the eye of scripture. We can't see what is obvious. Anudarshana. See means we have to be shown it. So this material world is miserable. As long as we're thinking it's a place for our enjoyment, we have to suffer misery. But there is happy life. There is happy life. We are meant for happiness. We are not meant for misery. We are meant for living with Krishna. Krishna is not just some imagination or some flag that we fly, that we can identify, misidentify. There is reality. This Croatia, happiness in this material world, it's all imaginary. It's an arbitrary designation. But there is reality. It's not as some people say that there is no reality. Nothing is real. That's also a ridiculous proposition. There is reality. But this world is not it. That we should understand. Yeah, so anything, please. Any questions, comments, protests? Anyone wants to throw any stool at me? Stool for Koras. Maybe we could feed it to the pigs. Stool for Kora. Pigs like to eat stool, right? You're not translating that. It's too vulgar, is it? Thinking how to translate it. Shouldn't say that in a religious meeting. In a religious meeting, we should just say peace, beauty, truth, be nice, be good, everything's nice, God loves you. Amen. Amen in Croatian. In our language, it's amen. All right. God loves you. Do whatever you like, and God loves you. No, we don't say that. Do whatever we like is our disease. And it's more of a disease when after we say do whatever you like, then doesn't God loves you. In that sense, the atheists are better. The so-called theists are saying do whatever you like and God loves you. They're misrepresenting that. He doesn't say that. Whatever you do, it doesn't matter, God loves you. Just say Amen, and then when you die, someone with a pair of wings growing out of their backs will come and take you, and you can go and float on a cloud somewhere. No, we have to become sarvopadi vinir muktam, free from all mundane designations, tatparatvena nirmalam, absorbed in the supreme, free from material contamination, and serve Hrishikena Hrishikesha Sevana Bhakti Ruchate. We have to serve Krishna. We are meant for serving Him. So, Hare Krishna. I'll finish there. All glories to Srila Prabhupada who kindly taught us these things. That's it. Now we'll all stop being Croatians and all be Krishnians. Chant Hare Krishna, go to Krishna. Is that a good proposition? I hope so.